WILO, your home for classic hits.
How'd you like to hook up with that?
Look at that.
Seriously, Dan? Are you kidding me?
Oh no, honey, it's not what you think. Check out that TC trailer.
TC trailer, right.
Really, TC trailers are the best. Over 300 on the lot, and no one can compare to their parts selection or service. They have a full repair shop in-house.
Get in the truck, Dan.
Good luck, buddy. Visit tc-trailers.com, because if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
What does it mean to truly be part of the community? Is it the street you live on, or maybe the school your kids attend? At Encompass Credit Union, they've been asking themselves this every day since their founding in 1953. It's why they try so hard to be the kind of neighbor you'd like to have next door. That means offering financial services that meet you where you are for all of life's needs. Because when you're in one of the communities they call home, you'll always be their top priority. Visit EncompassCU.org to see all the ways they can be your neighbor.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
The Ramsey Show.
Did a really big job at work and kind of gave the credit to somebody else.
I just don't want you to assume malicious intent because you overheard something.
And I also don't want your ego. But I worked really hard on this thing, too. If you work hard for the praise, man, your life's going to be hollow.
I really don't trust them.
Nothing in business works if there's not trust. If you don't trust your supervisor and your leadership team, you can't work there, man. They'll take your soul from you.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
Ag News, the Farmer Forum, the free-for-all, and a lot more. Hi, everyone. I'm AgriTalk host Chip Flory. Join me each weekday morning at 11 right here on WILO for a conversation dedicated to rural America and agriculture. AgriTalk brings you the news, information, and perspectives you need to get to the meat of the issues that matter the most to your farm. Join me for AgriTalk weekdays at 11 on your Ag Leader in North Central Indiana, WILO.
WILO, a friend you can depend on.
Thanks to WILO, and thank you, Kevin, for being out here. I think it's been great for Party Line, for the fair to be highlighted on Party Line so people understand, you know, our mission, our goals out here at the fairground.
Keeping you connected to our community.
The radio station, we could not do this without all of you guys.
The radio station you've trusted through the years.
Congratulate you guys on a great senior fair. Thank you for all the hard work that everybody put into that to make that happen.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
When the big hand points straight up, the little hand tells the time.
Giving you the time on the studio clock.
It's 9 o'clock now.
1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM.
All right, you're on the Party Line on 96.9, 102.7 WILO, your home for classic hits. And it is brought to you by BoonCountyDailyNews.com, TC Trailers, Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capps, Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, Encompass Credit Union, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Vierks Fine Jewelry, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com on WILO, your home for classic hits. All right, so it appears that we have lost Melissa Miller for the time being.
Okay, maybe Putin woke up.
But she, yeah, and she also said, "Putin, did you see that?" Or
no, I just you know,
that's
really
scary. Yeah. Can you tell me what message I'm reading right now, Karnak the Magnificent?
It's your wife telling you to bring home more brownie mix.
Sis boom ba, sis boom ba. Rip, what sound does
there's
the sheet make when it explodes?
You're right, sir.
Okay, so we do welcome, and we're thrilled to have you in this morning, Julia Leahy of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. Have I mangled your name? Did I remember this correctly?
You remembered it correctly.
Okay, good, good, good. So the last time we talked to you, which was also may have been, I actually think you've been in another time since you and I talked. The last time you and I talked with everybody else, we had the Doing It in Delphi event, mm-hmm. and you also had a women's luncheon that you were doing. How did, first of all, how did those go?
Actually, the Doing It in Delphi happens every month on the third Saturday. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's a little different each month, but there's always food trucks and lots of great deals going on in all the retail shops around the square. So it's really pretty good. But the women's luncheon, that was the chamber event. We had about 120 ladies in one room. So
which for, yeah. And this is, please don't misunderstand me when I say this, okay? Because I've been putting my foot in it all morning with local businesses because I don't know how to not peeve people.
Okay, I'm
so
ready.
So we're doing today. This will be a compliment.
120 would be a good showing in the Indianapolis metro.
Yes.
How did you...
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, how did you get that kind of participation?
You know,
that's phenomenal.
It
and
is.
Why aren't you working in Indy?
Well, no, this was our 15th year, actually. We've been doing it that many years.
Right.
And we like to bring in women-owned businesses and just celebrate them. Mm-hmm. And it's before Mother's Day, so ladies have the opportunity to shop at those vendors. Mm-hmm. We bring in a great speaker, a meal, and a beautiful facility in Delphi at the Parish House. So, mm-hmm. yeah. All of that combined is powerful.
Yeah, very good. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of just impressed, you know, because I used to work at an Indianapolis metro station that was 100,000 watts, and
yes.
I'm going, we'd be thrilled to get 120 people at a remote
sure.
where we're giving stuff away.
Right.
Let alone
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think people know authenticity, so you must put on a really great event and
yeah.
they know that you really mean what you say. And
I think you're right. Yeah, yeah, we're pretty proud of it. So
you've got the next Doing It in Delphi.
Yeah, it's this Saturday.
Wow. So that's coming right up.
Yeah,
and I'm assuming
sure
you
is.
Were coming in to plug that.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to talk about that just briefly. And then we also have the Delphi Farmers Market. So that is in full swing now. And that's from 9 to 2. So first and third Saturday.
Back to food talk, Bill.
Yeah,
oh, here we go.
Food.
I do have a quick question,
yeah.
though. It's about Doing It in Delphi.
Sure.
Okay. Have you made shirts?
We've talked about making
You've
shirts.
You've got to make shirts.
We do. We
do
have
it in
bags,
Delphi
though.
Shirt.
We do have shopping bags.
Shopping bags.
Right. I did it in Delphi.
You need shirts.
Yeah.
Do it in Delphi shirts.
Yeah. Just do it.
Just putting
right?
it out there. Just an idea. But what do I know?
Yeah. Great time to shop.
Personal to Russ Casper, this may be something we could get involved with. I'm just saying. I know Russ is out of the continental U.S. right now.
Yes.
Why am I still doing my internal?
I don't know.
I know
do
Russ is out of the.
The shirts will say "Do It in Wilder." So back to Do It in Delphi. This
yes.
is a test.
Yes.
What's going
so
on?
There is a Facebook page that is called Do It in Delphi, and
yeah.
every month it lists all the specials, things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
Some businesses have buy two get one free. Others have 25%. I mean, it's just, you never know. You never know what you're mm-hmm. going to get, but they all have specials.
And you have pretty good participation with the
yeah,
local
sure
areas
do.
Into it.
You know, it depends
cool.
on the weather, too, and what's going on. Mm-hmm. But when mm-hmm. it starts getting really warm out, it's not unusual to have hundreds of people go through. So.
And you got good buy-in from everybody,
yeah,
so
sure
it works.
Yeah. It's been
very
going
good.
On for almost 2 years now.
Well, right. in Delphi, mm-hmm. and I said this to one of the local businesses, mm-hmm. I'll be honest, because they do business with us, Sassy Salon and I
absolutely.
Were, and Hughes there,
yeah.
and I were talking about... And this is a point of view that I've had because I used to live in Columbus, and so I would go down the road to Nashville and everything. Delphi is really kind of working that northern Nashville thing. There is a very there's a vibe about the downtown mm-hmm. that feels a little homier, a little more welcoming than some of these town squares.
Okay.
You know, not to diss on anybody.
No, no.
Because I'm moving on from dissing
wow,
fast food establishments and companies.
On everything.
I'm just pummeling everybody. But I love the fact that Carroll County is kind of embracing that whole hometown vibe and they do something like that every month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's is that year-round or is it more confined
no,
actually,
to the... No, actually, it is year-round. The businesses kind of approached us a couple years ago looking for ways to bring more people in.
Mm-hmm.
And after a lot of brainstorming, the slogan, Do It in Delphi, all of that just kind of came together. And each month there's something different that happens. So
mm-hmm.
whether there's any live music going on, we've had Mardi Gras last month or a couple months ago we celebrated.
Right.
So, actually, the cool thing in June for Do It in Delphi is we're doing a dog walk. So that's our mm-hmm. first time ever doing a dog walk.
Okay.
And it's to raise money for the DART organization, which stands for Domestic Animal Rescue Team. So
Gotcha.
Yeah. So next month it'll be even more special with the dog walk. So.
Where will the dog? Is it just around
it'll
the square?
Start, well, actually, it'll start down at Riley Park because there is an actual dog park down there.
Yeah.
And so they'll walk uptown, and then it'll be around the square. And so Delphi's gone to the dogs in June.
All right. Woof yeah. woof.
Yeah. So
I sense a slogan.
Yeah, we're working on it.
I have one, but I won't say it.
Okay. You'll
have
I'm
to sure
tell
you can put
afterwards.
It together with dogs and the saying for Delphi. So there, make your own joke in your head. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So yeah, it's a great way to get out and walk a dog. And mm-hmm. if you don't have a dog, Dart has several that they rescue, and so you'll be able to even pay to walk a dog.
So they have dogs on loan.
They will have dogs on loan. Yeah.
Do people do that a lot?
Why not?
Is that the first time you've ever heard of that? That's the first time I've heard of that.
I've heard of this in other contexts. I have not heard, and usually it's like cat cafe stuff, like rent a cat for your coffee.
Did you come up with this idea?
Actually, the owner of Urban Chic Boutique has been trying to raise money for her, and so that was kind of
that's
her idea.
That's a fantastic idea.
So why not?
Yes.
Have a dog, walk
Oh my
You want to raise money for a humane society or something? That's a good way to go.
Yeah. So we'll try it out.
Maybe have some really crazy, wacky ones, too. Big differences.
Well,
you're like, a great day.
Yeah, we're going to have a costume contest, too. So,
oh, my gosh.
You know, come on. There's a lot of pet owners that love to dress up like
Tom,
dogs.
Let's get up there and rent a couple dogs and try them out.
I don't think I could be hyper enough to do an impersonation of one of my dogs.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
The Maltese, who's about a year, who just turned like a year old. So, enough said.
Enough said.
NUFF,
huh?
We currently have, my wife recently got a nice, like a fake tree, a plastic mm-hmm. tree, you know? Mm-hmm. Just something nice, decorative mm-hmm. that we could put in the living room. And she got that mossy stuff to put down, which the dog has not stayed out of for the past 4 days. Mm-hmm. My record now is that I've run the vacuum 12 times in one day just to stay on top of it. And now, because the dogs are frightened of the vacuum, I'm now leaving the vacuum right by there. The tree. So now it looks like an art exhibit at like the New York, like the Guggenheim or something.
Hang just a hat from it. There
vacuum
you go.
With plastic tree 2023. Mixed media.
Whatever it takes.
My goodness.
So what... did not mean to sidetrack you. What other events do you have coming up we should know about?
Also, I think this is fun. In June the 3rd, it's a Saturday night. So Camden, little town of Camden, puts on an amazing parade, believe it or not. It's mm-hmm. a little town, but they come out in full force to support everybody. Mm-hmm. The parade's at 7 o'clock. So they haven't done it for a few years, so it's kind of nice to bring that back. Come early, there's a fish fry. And I mean, it's
sold
it's,
me.
Yeah, fish fry.
Fish fry first.
Okay. Yeah, I think 5 o'clock and then parades at 7.
And then mm-hmm. it's the 5 mile hike when you're full of fish.
That's what I'm saying.
There you go.
Stay to the head of the line.
Todd,
be at the front of the line.
Todd, fill yourself with sushi and then go for a 5 mile walk.
This is cooked sushi.
Okay. No, that actually sounds, the fish fry sounds wonderful, and so does the parade.
Right.
What is the parade celebrating? Or
is it celebrating the fish fry? Or?
Yeah.
Yay, fish!
Why not? No, actually, it's just the small hometown. It has a small hometown vibe to it.
Yeah.
So pictures, antique tractors and trucks and kids on wagons and, all kinds of fun stuff.
You just described Pekin, Indiana, longest time celebrant of the 4th of July in the state of, actually in the whole country.
Okay,
But you just described my small town.
Yeah,
so
it's fun to get out and see, and the kids have fun throwing candy at your head and everything.
Is it
else.
A tradition then? It's been going on for years?
It had been going on for several years, and then, COVID obviously kind of stopped some of those things, and now there's a group really passionate about organizing it again. So,
all right. Yeah. Fish fry, and that's June 3rd?
June 3rd. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Fish
so,
fry,
you know, we're
what?
Talking about food and dogs, but then on Father's Day weekend, June 17th,
just food.
Yeah. This
it's
is
snoring.
The hog jog. So
right. Floor hog jog.
Floor hog jog. Hog jog. So, yeah, hogjog.com. It's the Lions Club. I mean...
And if I could mention at this point,
yes,
anybody who needs help from an advertising professional at Casper Media Group can reach out and ask about the Flora Hog Jog.
Guess who's not calling you? Frito-Lay, dude.
Use the same phone number, 765-659-3338.
Good people at Mike Sells. Would you call? Because he's ruined Frito for us.
Hey,
good people,
hey,
Utz potato chips.
Hey, you Snyder's pretzel people.
Could you please call us?
I love your hot buffalo wing pretzel bits.
Yeah, forget
if
it.
You'd like to reach out to us and get a hand in on this, because I think I've alienated somebody.
Now the hog jog.
Yes.
Do you go out and walk? Do you participate in that as well?
Do you jog, like, hogs?
No, there won't be many hogs around, unfortunately. No, but they do have a 10K. They also have a 2-mile walk or run, and then they do a runt jog. So that's kind of fun.
Which is the kids?
Yeah, ages 2 to 7. So 500 meters. That's it.
You said runt jog.
You heard rent.
So I thought you were renting kids to jog with, like, like the dog thing. I'm like, is that new too?
Can you rent kids to jog with?
Come on, Bella, let's pick it up.
Do it in Delphi, man. They got some great ideas.
But no, that's in Flora. So a little bit of everything going on all over the county. And that has been,
to be fair, that the Flora Hog Jog has been one of the single most popular community events that we have done stuff with for years, especially with our late limited sister station. But it's one of those things that people, you always hear people's hearts rise a little bit, like I say, whenever there's a big community event that people have been behind for a while. So I'm glad to hear
it's still going strong.
And you didn't have issues with COVID taking that out of commission, did you? Did you have to skip a year or anything?
I feel like they skipped 2020.
Probably
but,
so. Right.
Yeah, but after that, it's been going full force.
Well, I got to say, this reminds me a little bit, if you're familiar, you know, I know you are, with Michael Jackson on the Grammys the year that he's kind of breaking away from the Jackson 5, and he comes out and sings. He's like, you know, I love the old songs, but I especially like the new songs. So yeah, the hog jog and stuff is great, but these other things on the calendar, I like these new, these are really exciting.
There's something to do about every weekend.
I love it.
It's very cool.
I love it. You'll like that.
Yeah. And, you know, you can kind of stay up on some of the things we're doing. We've just started this a couple months ago. Visit Carroll County, Indiana. So visit Carroll County on Facebook and Instagram. So just talking about all those hidden gems and things that people maybe didn't realize was there.
And I got to ask, because last time, I don't think you were here. I think Kevin was here.
When
you were here. Yes. It was us three. But you are. I think when people can see you on the camera, they're gonna know where do you fashion? Where's your spot?
Right, because this is
Because this person
that's
knows.
That's a nice.
I mean, I look like I'm ready to get a dead squirrel off your roof, but you
is there
like you got a way? So
is
where's
a
your
specific
where's your,
Delphi there, business?
That's
you
what
want
I was
to
thinking,
mention.
You know, something like that
that helped you with this.
Well, so Urban Chic Boutique in Delphi on Washington Street.
Okay,
yeah,
that's where
so,
people
thank
go.
You though.
Urban Chic, that phone number again for advertising for the Flora Hog Jog.
I will pass that along to her.
Technically, I'm probably not supposed to be doing that, but I'm just saying, please. Okay. No, that's I've got to give them some credit. That is very. It's timeless, and it's also very much of the moment, and that is a hard trick to pull off.
Okay, very good. Well, she actually, Urban Chic, just partnered with Delilah's in Frankfurt.
Okay.
They put on an event last weekend.
There
so,
we go.
Yeah, a lot of the boutiques like to band together and work and do some fun stuff. So
somebody needs to make a guy boutique. Well, you're okay, but I'm terrible.
Yeah. See, Nashville, when I mentioned Nashville, they do have a guy boutique, and I can't remember they call the thing, but it's like cigars, firearms, and used records. And I'm not even kidding.
That's the name of the guy's boutique.
It's not the name, but it's basically what they do.
That's what's
got
there.
Cigars,
like,
records.
Here's your cigars, and here's your T-shirt that you know offends a few people.
Okay.
And hats, you know,
you gotta have a hat.
Yeah, you gotta have a hat.
That balding,
and flannel,
bald stuff.
And they have another one that's like a bar that has husband babysitting.
Ooh,
so basically, it's like you want to shop and your husband's not into it, just drop him off here for the next 6 hours and, you know, leave him some money for beer.
Yeah, it's all it takes, right?
Right.
Just great ideas to think of for Delphi in the future.
Absolutely.
Rent a husband, maybe.
So anything else we need to be aware of?
You know, I got to plug the Bacon Festival, August 26th.
Good. I mentioned it last time, and I was trying to remember what the date was.
Well, we're close to announcing our lineup, but the hint I'm going to drop is American Idol. That's all I'm going to say.
So it's not Foghat this year.
It's not Foghat again.
Was it Foghat
last year? Okay. Yeah, they were amazing.
American Idol.
So.
You're not going to not get Randy Jackson's autograph.
I'm just going to say.
I'll bet it's William Hung. She bang.
William Hung. He's totally live at the Bacon Fest.
Let's just say winner at one point.
A former winner. And when will you announce
we should announce it by next month. So.
Well, okay. Considering Kelly Clarkson is in trouble for some behind-the-scenes stuff with her show, I'm assuming it's not her.
No, I don't think we've got Kelly Clarkson coming either.
Oh, he heard
the
phone.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I thought he ran out of here because he didn't want the flames shooting at me.
Oh, no.
You know, I love this because it feels like the community Carroll County community in general, Delphi, Flora, all of these places. It feels like they're very much on the move. I think Bill is going to whisper some. Oh, okay.
Larry wants to talk to you.
All right.
Is this right? Do you want to
play
the card?
Larry.
Sure. Okay. Thank you. All right. And we'll find out if Larry has some questions here for you about this. I certainly hope so. Mm-hmm. We'll do this, and then we'll take a quick commercial break. And Larry, you are on the phone with us here on the party line. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a question.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was Friday's paper, you guys' paper, Clay County Daily News.
Yeah.
You had a map of the city and something about rezoning. What was that all about, or do you know?
I'll admit I've been kind of working in a vacuum here. So
I do know what it's about.
Okay, fill me in, because I'm ready.
Okay. Recently, there was a new zoning ordinance and laws that were being passed and put by a board this past week. Don Stock had come in earlier last week, and they were putting it to a vote, and that had just passed, and it was just rezoning some of the city in some different ways.
So this was the thing that had the 5-2 vote, the Frankfurt City Council approved unified development.
UDO, okay. Yeah.
Now, do you guys have that, what that rezoning was on your website or what?
I think we have a link to it. I think there is on there. Tells the story. Don was on here too, and there are ways you can get a paper copy, you can get a electronic copy, but yeah, it's out there.
Okay, I was just wondering because I noticed that my area had been rezoned. I want to know what it means.
Sure. Well, next time we have Don Stock, would be a good time to call in too. Or hey, I know Don Stock. If you just give Don Stock a call, he will explain it to you happily.
Well, is he at city engineer's office?
You might want to call the mayor's office. Let me get you his number, his office number.
Mm-hmm.
He does inspection, okay. Building codes inspection.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem, Larry. Thank you.
Bye-bye. So let's see if we can translate this to Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. What Larry would like to know, but he didn't ask, is do you have any unified development ordinances that have recently been voted on?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, moving on.
Thank you.
She's ready to go.
We're going to take a very quick...
Bring the car around.
We're going to take a very quick break. Julie, you okay hanging out for another 5 minutes?
Sure.
All right.
Thank you.
Hang on. We'll be right back with Julia Leahy from the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce and Bill Gant in the studio with me for the party line on WILO.
Hey Liz, can you believe there are still some people buying their gold, silver, and platinum bullion from the internet?
That's pretty amazing, Jeff, especially considering that prices here at Vierks Fine Jewelry always beat both local as well as the big online guys. We don't have shipping fees, and in most cases, you get the precious metals immediately.
Bars, rounds, bags, eagles, buffaloes, maple leafs, Krugerrands, Morgan and Peace dollars, and much, much more.
Not to mention rare, key date, and collectible coins from the U.S. and around the world, many of which have been graded and authenticated by PCGS and NGC.
Whether buying, selling, or trading, you will always benefit from Vierks' unrivaled years of experience and expertise.
If you need expert appraising, Vierks Fine Jewelry has both of Lafayette's only International Society of Appraisers and Coin Roundtable members, and we are also fully USPAP compliant.
All of your coin and precious metals needs under one roof.
Proudly serving the Mid-North Indiana area for over 75 years. Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Vierks.com.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
96.9, 1027 WILO, your home for classic hits. Todd Berryman, we're on the party line. I'm subbing this morning, and thankfully Bill Gant is getting me over.
Yeah,
and
I love the song. It's a ballad. Oh, it changed. Dang, well, it actually changed
because this is a Todd Berryman custom production job. It's Beautiful Disaster and Down.
Okay,
and I've kind of mixed them together. Yeah, Bo 311. And Julia from Frankfurt, I don't want to identify the last name, but she's a friend on Facebook. She said, referring to this party line.
Oh, yeah.
Best WILO show ever. You and Bill are hilarious.
Inmates running it now. Good luck getting us out of here now. Boarded it up.
And I'm glad.
You're staying too. Yes, I'm sorry. You had to be part of today, but you're staying.
Charm.
You're staying.
And I'm glad that Julia was here to see the complete and wholesale meltdown of the morning show host subbing on the party line. What other companies can we offend today? You know what?
Yeah.
Let me get started
what
on
really the gets, what grinds your gears,
Let me
Todd?
Get started on the United Way. You want, me to, you want to hear some stuff
there
about
There we
the,
go. What's up with the Heart Foundation?
Now, I heard everybody in our staff, I just heard a whole bunch of colons clench.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But I'm not going to go off on the United Way. I was kidding. Now, the Frankfurt Library, on the other, you people who are actually fine and upstanding citizens, I've got nothing on you.
Russ is demanding they turn the plane around now over Hawaii. Hope you know
Russ is saying,
you're ruining a lot of vacations. Scott.
Well, we were going to go to the Great Island, but Russ is going to become a Great Island because the staff will all be gone.
He's
going to
reach out through that phone today and smack us so hard.
Yes, sir.
It's okay. Let's have fun now, though.
Yeah. It's 96.9-1027 WILO, your home for classic hits. Julia Leahy of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce, thank you for your patient tolerance and indulgence and being willing to come in. I know that she has to go home and she'll talk to the chamber people and she'll go, my God, that's a train wreck. I would never put you through that.
We got to build a wall towards that side of town.
It's like they were
stay away from those
it's
people.
Like before I got here, they were building model airplanes but not ventilating the room.
Yes.
I don't know what they're doing.
The glue. Build model airplanes.
Is there any place that sells model airplanes in Delphi? Like on the square, incidentally?
I'm not looking for anything.
I'm just saying.
He just wants the glue.
I mean, I know there are craft stores and things near or on the square.
Sorry. I'm not aware of that kind of glue for you.
No. It's okay. I just do the snap together ones.
Yeah, sure. Nice and easy.
Well, I'll tell you what. I remember that the first time I built a model airplane and had no idea what I was doing. Somebody gave them to. It was a Christmas exchange in elementary school, and I'm like, I don't do nothing. I don't get together. And then I'm like, somebody explained you need airplane glue or airplane dope or whatever the stuff's called. Dope.
Airplane dope? Do they call it that?
I think that's actually what they use to polish, like if you're building one of those like balsa wood ones or something.
I'm learning a lot today.
And, but yeah, these were not snap type models. And I was like, I don't know how to do this. And my dad said, well, you need, and so he went and got me the airplane glue and everything.
Yes.
And that's when I discovered it being Christmas time in winter. Why you want in a ventilated room? Because it was
starting to see lots of things, huh?
Yeah, it
taste was in purple and everything.
Yeah, it was
abandoned 48 states now, right?
Wow, cool, man.
So I'm just saying, if you feel compelled to get airplane glue for your child, please make sure that you ventilate the room, or make sure they do it at the dining room table. And if they do what one of my former morning show partners,
he's almost finished. Go ahead, just keep nodding.
He used to have the thing where he would have to put up a message on the whiteboard.
Yeah,
and he would do the move where it would be.
Oh, he trying would, to sneak
he
it
would,
in.
He would sniff the
just
marker,
a little bit,
and I'm like, you're not fooling anybody.
Yeah, it was a pick. It wasn't
right,
a wipe.
Write down interview with Steve Winwood, 9:20, and just move on. True story.
Now, to tie us back in.
Yes.
Now, lots of
fabulous
things. Yes,
because we're talking about all this great stuff at the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce.
Pull on the rope to get us closer back to where you are. Now, Carroll County sounds fantastic. These are great events. But earlier we were talking about have you ever eaten bad food? Have you ever had like somewhere you accidentally ate something that maybe you shouldn't have eaten? One of those things you should, because his wife had trouble with some brownies today and was thinking about throwing them away. You know?
The short version was she made mounds brownies, and you know how you can normally keep brownies out. But this had a component where you had sweetened condensed milk stirred into powdered sugar, stirred into coconut. Mm. And the thing is, my thinking was sweetened condensed milk is canned and shelf stable, so theoretically you wouldn't need to refrigerate it. Melissa, who is not on the phone with us currently.
No longer with us.
Yeah, she said just today. she She's alive and well. She just
right before she went, she gave us great advice. Go ahead.
Yeah, she said, which is basically, take it from me, don't eat the brownies.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, no.
What do you think? Do you?
I need to knock on wood because I've never eaten anything bad that
okay,
caused so you've never that had, kind that, of that, issue.
Okay.
Yes. So you were not one of those people that left the butter in the Tupperware dish on the counter.
No. Okay. I had a roommate that did that, and she would just scrape off, you know, the mold, and there you go.
Whoa.
Yeah, it kind of grossed me out.
Oh.
Yep.
Do you still talk to the roommate? Are they alive?
She's alive. I just haven't talked to her in
years.
I'll
bet she's fun on grilled cheese day.
Butter mold?
Yeah, butter mold. Yikes. Anyway.
Butter mold Betty. Butter mold Betty.
Wham, wham.
Well, we won't have any butter mold in Delphi. That's for darn sure.
Yeah. For sure.
All right. Okay.
So, how many people? Because we mentioned the Bacon Festival and the Do It in Delphi.
Right.
How many food vendors do you get on average for any of these events?
Well, for Do It in Delphi, there's usually at least two.
And this is not counting restaurants on the square.
Exactly. No, the restaurants are all doing stuff too. So we usually bring in a couple of food trucks for that day. Mm-hmm. And but Bacon Fest, we have about 15 food vendors, which they all have to have bacon in their food.
That
so
was my next question.
It is not it's not cotton candy. It's not a corn dog. I mean, unless the corn dog's wrapped in bacon, but yeah.
But you know, a corn dog with bacon bits in it?
It would be amazing, wouldn't it?
I'm just planting seeds. Anybody out there has a corn dog vending thing?
Now, you've told us over the past 10 years.
Yeah.
That's the Bacon Fest.
This is our 10th year.
Can you remember through those 10 years, is there one like bacon creation or bacon thing that you can remember that stood out like above all the others?
Mm. There was a Fat Elvis cupcake.
So what was that all about?
I think I know what's in
think
this,
about
but you
Elvis.
Tell me.
Right. It was what? Chocolate, peanut butter, bacon. And
Darvocet?
Something.
Darvocet.
I don't know.
I mean, it was very popular.
Yeah.
But,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. I love the name of it.
I think bacon jalapeno poppers. That was a big one.
Tasty.
Yeah.
And I will still say going to Fat Elvis. I know that Elvis's two of his favorite things, and these kind of get conflated. So I want to make sure I explain this a little bit because people think it's a certain kind of sandwich and it isn't. Mm. The fried peanut butter and banana sandwich. On a stovetop, he'd have his housekeeper help him with that.
And kung fu.
And that too. The other was he would fly to Las Vegas and they would get what they called a fool's gold sandwich. I can't remember what casino it was, but it was basically a French roll with peanut butter and jelly in it, wrapped in bacon, and then I think it was deep fried on top of that.
Of course.
So imagine like a Mancino's or a Jimmy John's sandwich, but wrapped in bacon and deep fried.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great.
Which I can't imagine why the man would die at age 33.
No, for heaven's sakes. He's such an active guy. Kung fu, law enforcement, you know? Now, what can we expect at the is there a contest of bacon recipes? Does that go on each year? Is there like a...
The contest actually that comes up is the Backyard Barbecue Cook-Off.
Okay.
So we do have a cook-off, and they're able to get very creative. And they have to use bacon, of course, in one of the dishes. And so, yeah, we're going to be posting the link to that pretty darn soon for people to get in and register their team. So.
And do you get people who travel a long way to be part of this then?
Well, yeah, like, we do. Yeah. From all over the state of Indiana, for sure. Okay. So. Those professionals that come in with, you know, the giant rigs. And,
yeah, like
yeah,
you
it's
see on
kind
TV.
Of crazy.
You should reach out to, I don't know if you know this, but Kevin Bacon has a folk group with his brother.
He does. Called the Bacon Brothers. Bacon Brothers.
Mm-hmm. You should invite them.
They tried to.
We've tried. We'll
Have
try
you?
Again.
They won't come.
Which, incidentally, you know about the game, 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Sure,
right?
Of course.
Okay?
Yes.
Because you know me, because you and I have talked, you guys are all within two. Because I interviewed Kevin Bacon as part of his Bacon Brothers stuff. So you can now say you're within 2 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
So you can get him to the Bacon Fest for us then, since you're so much closer.
Todd, you're one away.
Let me see if I can work some connections. It's been about 14 years, but I'll do my best.
We should have a Bacon Brother there for sure.
Sure he remembers.
Yeah. And then that way everybody can say, if you invite Kevin at least, everybody can say, oh, we're within 2 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Because that's important to everybody.
Yes, it is.
Of course.
Well, thank you for making the trip up here for today.
Yes, thank you,
Julia. And hanging out with us.
Julia Leahy of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. And we look forward to talking to you again very, very soon. You are always a treasure and a treat to have in here. So thank you for playing along with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for letting me come.
Absolutely. Bill, thank you for coming in on the party line today.
Thanks for letting me do it in Casper Media.
And making sure that I wasn't here floundering around.
No. Let me tell you about it.
We wouldn't let you do that.
And thank you to Melissa Miller, who had to kind of absent herself for the back half. The grandchild got up, so I know she was going to be preoccupied for a little bit.
Totally alive. Did not pass away this morning.
And
don't misunderstand us.
Yeah, and I believe I will be back in tomorrow for the WILO Party Line. Bill, will you be available?
If you're coming and doing this, I'll be here.
All right.
You want to come back tomorrow, too? What are you doing?
Not tomorrow.
Okay, you got to go do other stuff. Okay.
Door was open.
We'll have somebody else.
Yeah, this could be,
we'll
this
wander
could be,
in another day.
This could be a fun team dynamic. Before we go, Julia, where can they find more information about all these events?
Sure. You
online?
Can always go to CarrollCountyIndiana.com or give me a call at the Chamber, 765-564-6757.
You got it. That phone number again?
765-564-6757.
Let's pretend we're selling credit cards. That phone number one more time.
765-564-6757.
He's stuck in a loop. Just stop.
Julia.
Stop
I'm
thank,
done now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is the Party Line on 96.9-1027 WILO, your home for classic hits. Todd Berryman, you have a good rest of the day. We'll be back with you tomorrow on WILO.